Visiting with Steele County Blades forward, Trevor Daly, comes out of Roseville, but already a hockey history that's taken you to a few different spots in the country here. Trevor, a little bit about your hockey history, maybe over the last few years of junior hockey, yeah. Then we'll talk a little bit about youth hockey, what got you going, but where have you been the last few winters?
Well, I was here 2 years ago, my first year to high school, and last year I played college club out in Great Falls, Montana, and came back this summer, missed the environment, just glad to be here.
What was hockey like in Montana, club team, just style and play, and what was that experience like for you?
It was different. There was less Midwestern play. It was more, I would say, skill hockey. There was quicker, faster players from all over the country. We had kids from California, Florida, you know, all over. It was high-paced and it was fun.
What did you miss about this kind of hockey and brought you back to play with Steele County Blades here in the U.S. Premier Hockey League?
The grind. It's a lot more grindier. It's more physical. Players are bigger, stronger, faster. We got four Russians on the team this year, and it's fun to play with those imports. It's a different environment, and there's nothing like it anywhere else.
So the style of play that those guys bring in, or attitude, or what have you, what is it that they bring to the team with their experience?
Well, they play a different style of hockey over there in Russia, and in general, just it's a lot more fun playing with, you know, different types of players, you know, not just American players that are just brute strength, to have skill guys from Russia like Seva Banikov or Danila Besedin to bring that to the table and help us.
As far as coming into junior hockey and out of high school hockey, how did that kind of role for you with the desire to play junior hockey and then end up here in Owatonna with the Blades?
I got cut from my high school team my senior year, so it was a whole year of working out, training, getting better to the best of my ability to try and play at the next level, and got the chance to come play here out of high school, and probably the best thing I ever did.
And it must have been, with that desire to continue to play hockey, that must have been quite a motivating factor for you from the sounds of it with where you worked out then?
Yeah, very, very much. I was, most of my classes my senior year were centered on being in the gym, as a matter of fact, to get stronger, and I was there. And I still practiced with the high school team, just wasn't on the team, and it was a constant. I want to get better, stronger, faster, and I want to play at the next level.
Now, having had a little bit of chance to play college, club, and now playing junior hockey here in this league, what are your ultimate goals? You've seen hockey at a few different levels at this point.
Yeah. I want to try and play college again, at least the hopes is. But if not, there's lots of professional leagues that are now in the U.S., the Fed, the SPHL, and just wherever the next step takes me, I'm willing to take it and I'm willing to work for it.
And Trevor, what about your original hockey days, or what got you started in hockey, or earliest memories? What is that part for you?
Actually, when I was younger, I was never really into sports. I thought they were a waste of time. And then everyone in my class was playing hockey, so I was like, give it a go. And I think it was about third or fourth grade, I got in the skates, and I've never looked back. It's been about every day now.
Okay. And did you try any other sports along the way?
I played baseball, but I threw up my shoulder as a freshman playing varsity, and I had to give up baseball because hockey was my number one, and just pick and choose.
Okay. And as far as the season, I know as we're talking, you guys are about to participate in that showcase event that'll have you playing back-to-back-to-back. And in general, what are you hoping for from the Blades moving forward and getting a few more wins? What does this team need to do to finish off some games?
Well, the last showcase I played with the Blades was the Chicago one 2 years ago, and we went 3-1 in that showcase, and some of the teams we're playing in this showcase, we've competed with, the Moose being one of the best in the country. And if we can compete with them, I'm just looking forward to getting looks from schools and pro teams. And we have a solid roster here to do that. It's just a grind. We just got to work as a team, play as a whole, and just be a Blade.
All right. Trevor Daly, Steele County Blades. Good luck on the season.
Thank you.